Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, as soon as we can get to it, breaking news that is not of the good sort. It is about our friend and sometimes guest co-host on Free Talk Live, James Cleveland. He has been arrested this time in Virginia, so he is out of the Shire and out of the safety of the Liberty Activist community in New Hampshire, but luckily there's some great cop blockers who are living in the Virginia area where he has been arrested, who are kind of taking care of things on the ground. We'll talk more about what exactly transpired earlier today, as best as we understand it, here in a moment. With you tonight, Ian in the studio.
And Derek J.
Derek J's here, courtesy of his website, derekj.me. Let's go to the phones first. Your calls here. We've got Dean on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Dean.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Dean. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called into a radio station years ago and mentioned the Federal Reserve System. This was about 1980. And I think that's the main reason why we have so many problems in this country.
Well, now, why would the Federal Reserve System be the main reason for that?
Well, because it is a private trust. It's not a money system that we own. We should have our own money system.
Well, that doesn't really answer the question as to why that's the main problem. Like, to me, I see the problem is the government keeps getting bigger and more oppressive and more, more expensive than ever over time. And certainly you can argue that the Federal Reserve System does allow them and sort of empowers them to do that by giving them the ability to print their own money out. But if the government, if the Federal Reserve wasn't a private institution and was a government institution, it would still give the government the ability to print their own money out. So I'm not sure how changing the structure of that institution is going to stop politicians from seeking power for themselves.
Well, I think it's because it's fraudulent in its base, and there's other fraudulent things that happened before that time. There's more and more government regulations that have resulted from that law.
Well, I mean, what are you arguing for instead of the Federal Reserve?
Well, a sensible constitution, the way the Founding Fathers set it up, without debt to any other nation.
But what you're arguing for is some sort of government printing press? A government central bank?
Well, each state could do their own money system as far as that goes. We can have a federal oversee, but
Dean, do you use Bitcoin?
What?
Do you use Bitcoin or gold or silver to trade with other people?
No, it could just be a true monetary system by each state that would.
I'm not sure what would make that true. I mean, generally, states are behind things that are quite false. States are behind things like money that can be printed from thin air. And, you know, putting the state in charge of money has historically given people all kinds of trouble because it, again, gives them the ability to just make up as much as they want. What would make you think the 50 states wouldn't do that very same thing?
Well, I don't think they would do it because I think it would be based on production. But money could be appropriated for public works.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like that's going to do anything that's going to be that much different here. I don't know why you would think that state politicians would be somehow uninterested in being able to print out all the money they could possibly imagine and creating 50 state printing presses. I mean, you could maybe argue that 50 central banks is better than one central bank and that there's some minor level of competition between those central banks. But ultimately, what you're talking about is pretty pie in the sky. I mean, let's be honest here. The Federal Reserve isn't going away. It's not, even if it is audited, it's not going to be changed in any significant manner. It is well entrenched.
Entrenched with a lot of idiotic ideas, because that's what you have now.
But honestly, Dean, I haven't heard any better ideas from you. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not going to get excited about the idea of transitioning to some other different governmental system of money. That's just, sorry, not doing anything for me.
No, I have a lot of empathy for Dean, though, because when I heard about the Federal Reserve, I was like, wait, what? There's a group of people who control the money supply, and they can expand it at will, and they often do, and then that leads to inflation and prices, and yikes. I want to do away with that. And so I was one of these, like, audit the Fed, let's, you know, get rid of the Federal Reserve, and that would solve the problems. But then I, you know, that wasn't happening. It just seems like some political impossibility. What I did find is that no one can stop me from trading in whatever I want to trade in. So while people might say, oh, well, you have to trade in dollars to do business, well, as an individual, you can still trade just gold, silver, or Bitcoin, or barter anything else among your friends and neighbors and people you want to do business with.
I think that's the best idea, Derek J., because that's the most personally empowering one. That solution of taking your own finances into your own hands, transitioning as much of the U.S. dollars that you have into something else, whether it be Bitcoin or some other alternative, like you mentioned, gold and silver is a possibility. Bitcoin seems to be the one to use if you're planning on actually using it as money. Gold and silver is a little more tricky because you can't send gold and silver over the internet in any kind of easy manner. So as far as actually, you know, as far as savings, gold and silver are still pretty good for that. You know, they'll keep you up against, they'll keep your value that you have put into them sort of up with inflation.
Well, I just like them because they're considered money by most people around the world.
That's true.
And governments don't print them. They can't control them. So I like that.
So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to share your thoughts, I mean, it's just unrealistic to expect the Federal Reserve is going to go away anytime soon. I mean, it's more likely the federal government is going to crash and burn before the Federal Reserve goes away. I mean, I wouldn't be sad to see the Federal Reserve go away, but, you know, some people, the typical, Dean was a little bit different. Dean wanted the states to be able to control the money, which is some level of decentralization. Usually the argument against the Federal Reserve is that the person arguing against the Fed actually wants the government themselves to be the central bank. And the idea is that that somehow makes them more accountable, which just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see how the federal government printing the money versus the Federal Reserve printing the money would be any different whatsoever.
Nope.
I just don't see it.
It's a difference without distinction.
So share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-453. Right now, our friend James Cleveland could use 1,000 Federal Reserve notes to get himself out of the clutches of the Dinwiddie County Sheriff in Virginia. Now, I didn't say Dinwiddie. I did accidentally think that was what it was. It's not Dinwiddie. It's Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie County. It's just southwest of Richmond, the Richmond area, which happens to be where Nate Cox is located, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past. He is kind of the man behind Virginia Cop Block. He's a great liberty activist and an excellent organizer, and he's been one of the folks that's been helping out behind the scenes there today to kind of help us understand what's going on there in Virginia. Obviously, you know, we live here in New Hampshire, and why is James down in Virginia? Well, he was going on a trip. He is originally from Georgia. For our listeners who might be new to the show, many of us on the airwaves on Free Talk Live are members of the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire from a variety of different places. Derek J., you came from Philly. I came from Florida. James, who is now in custody, came from Georgia originally. So he was actually driving down to Georgia. He has a box truck, a yellow box truck, that like a kind of a Penske truck that's been painted over or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses this truck for his business, which is actually where you work during the day today, Derek J. You are at the 101 Deals thrift store. That is what James's business is. He's the entrepreneur, the kind of the prime mover behind that business. And his role with the store is buyer. He goes out to, you know, estate sales and, you know, storage locker sales, and he purchases used products and brings them to the store, and you guys resell them at a thrift store.
That's right.
It's pretty simple. But he's actually kind of been running low on some products. product, and his family down in Georgia had a bunch of stuff that, you know, sitting in a storage locker somewhere. So he decided he was just going to go get some product from the family in Georgia, go see the family at the same time, take a little break, take a little vacation, sort of working vacation. He didn't even make it. He got picked off on the way down I-85 today, earlier this afternoon, and there was a search. We'll talk about, he denied the search at first, but they ended up getting a warrant based on a dog sniff. We got more details on what's happening with our friend James here in moments. You can get the latest over at freekeen.com. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming, but is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The toll free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our friend James Cleveland is in custody right now in Dinwiddie, Virginia. Virginia cop blockers, at least one of them, is on the scene trying to do what he can to help out, to get possession of the truck that James was driving, in which the police allegedly found prescription pills. Now James is being charged with a misdemeanor, which means that the prescription pills were not Schedule 1 or 2, so they were a lower schedule as far as the federal government has its rankings. Like marijuana Schedule 1 supposedly has no medicinal use, heroin Schedule 1, so this may be a Schedule 4, I think is what I heard the officer on the video say, which would mean, if that's the case, that he shouldn't be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor, which is what I was told. I was told he was charged with a Class 1, which in Virginia is the most serious form of misdemeanor. So as usual with these government bureaucrats, you get one story from one guy, and you can call back 10 minutes later and get a different bureaucrat on the phone and get a completely different, you know, variance on the events. So we're going on what little we know right now about this situation. We'll continue to update you here in a moment. Also, I want to let you know how to get Bitcoin. Now, the price has been going up a little bit over the past couple of days. I looked today and it was at around $270.
Oh, wow. Broke through the 250 mark.
Yeah, it was at about 250 yesterday. And so it's been going up the past couple of days. Maybe it'll keep going up. Maybe it'll go back down. You really never know. For me, it's not an investment when I buy Bitcoin. For me, this is like the currency of the future, but it's here now, and it's usable. You know, this isn't like gold or silver where you can just bury it in the backyard or something like that and sit on it and wait till things go bad. Bitcoin you can use right now. You can go to Dell Computer, Overstock.com, Wikipedia. All kinds of companies are taking Bitcoin. Even here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, you can go to a couple places on Main Street, get your hair done, or go to the corner store and use Bitcoin. So it's a really cool thing. If you want to test it out, go to ExpressCoin.com. Or maybe you want to make a big investment into it. You can certainly do that. They can handle whatever amount you want to buy over at ExpressCoin.com. If you just want to do a little bit, if you get up to $40 worth at ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL, then you get it with no fee. That means they'll send you Bitcoin, and they won't charge you the usual fee that they do charge people because, well, you know, they do have to make money doing this business to keep the doors open. But, you know, if it's under $40 and you use code FTL, you get no fee on your transfer. So go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Basically, you buy your Bitcoin with money order check or wire transfer. And they are a licensed money services business. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to get Bitcoin, as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin. So go to ExpressCoin.com and don't forget to use coupon code FTL. Well, I was pretty dismayed to hear the news this afternoon. Derek J., I imagine you were as well. You were at one of the locations for 101 Deals, working kind of in the back eBay room. You guys do a lot of eBay work as well as you have a storefront here in town. And you got the news that your boss, James Cleveland, was put under arrest this afternoon.
That's right. And I was completely shocked, although I was relieved at who it was because he was handling it so professionally, so quickly. Like, immediately he said that he was video recording as soon as it happened, that he flexed his rights and denied the police the ability to search his truck without a warrant, which is always a great idea. Well, not always. I mean, I guess there are times when it might not be the best strategy, but for him, this is what he chose to do.
I think it's generally, we can talk more about what happened, but yeah. I think it's generally the best strategy to refuse a search. In his case, they ultimately did end up searching, but it was hours later, and by that time, he had a chance to charge up a battery for his cell phone, and we also had a chance to get the word out to Virginia Cop Block, and they actually, there was at least one person that had come down there from Virginia Cop Block, I think right around the time when the search actually transpired. I don't know if that individual brought a camera with him, but if he did, that would have meant that James refusing the search on the side of the road when he, you know, the battery was going dead on his phone, for instance, was able to video record the search. I know that much because I saw the footage as he was streaming it live. So James had his cell phone recording throughout the entire search. That may not have been possible during the initial stop. It right. certainly wouldn't have been possible in Virginia to have any activists respond in a quick manner like, you know, we're used to being able to do here in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, there's just really no I don't know what the argument would be to allow a cop to search your car.
The only thing I can think of is there's something to be said strategically for keeping your head down and just going through the motions, pretending like this is a totally normal thing.
If you're not in your normal place. I get where you're coming from there. Like if you're not in New Hampshire.
Right. If you're in New Hampshire and you moved here to be a freedom-loving activist who, you know, puts roadblocks between you and cops taking your freedoms away, well, then that makes a lot of sense to exercise every single right you can to keep the police from having an easy time searching your vehicle so you get to get all that footage. You get to train the police in a sense that, like, hey, right. this isn't something you could just railroad an average citizen about. But in other places, if there's something like, oh, hey, you know, your taillight's out or whatever sort of thing they're trying to pull you over for, sometimes my strategy is just like, all right, thanks, have a nice day. And I don't want to, sure. But, you know, I don't want to flex my rights in all situations.
But I don't blame you for that, but I feel like with them asking to search, usually, you know, I guess you could argue that if you allowed them to search,
yeah.
that in theory, I think it was Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted who said that they may not search as hard if yeah. you allow them to search,
right.
whereas they may be more interested in a thorough search if you deny the search.
Right.
That's certainly a possibility, but at the same time, I just feel like 99 times out of 100, the right thing to do is to say no to a search, no matter where it is that you happen to be.
So he didn't consent to the search.
That's right.
It took a few hours before the police were able to get a warrant.
They towed his truck in that time frame, actually, and they transported him, too. At first, I was worried that they had towed the truck and then left him on the side of the road to try to figure out how to get to the police station. But apparently, they did take him in the cruiser with them to the police station. Now, the reason why they towed the truck was because they said that the tag had expired. So, apparently, James had driven all the way across the country with an expired tag, which is a fairly risky thing to do, and I don't know if he was even aware that the tag had expired at that time because, you know, obviously the more miles you're on the road, the more likely somebody's going to run your plate. And so they popped him for that, essentially, brought the truck over, and again, he had refused to search, so they refused to allow him into the truck. He was not allowed to retrieve his extra battery phone.
Yeah, so all his things that he needed to record were in there.
He had his phone, but his phone was dead. And so, he had an extra battery in the cab of the truck,
right.
as well as his wallet was in the cab of the truck. And he said there was a bad cop and a good cop,
right.
and the bad cop would not allow him in back into the truck. Later, good cop did go into the truck and retrieved the camera battery, or not the camera, the cell phone battery, and his wallet. So he was able to get those two things, which is the reason why he ended up being able to live stream further once he got to the sheriff's office. That video is on his Bambuser channel. You can check it out by linking over to it from the article, which is up right now at freekeen.com. We'll talk more about his odyssey, which is still happening as we speak. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham units. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75, you save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, 855-453. By the way, if you want the phone number to the Dinwiddie County Sheriff, it is on the front page of freekeen.com. Just read the full article about James being arrested, and the phone number for the sheriff's office is down at the very bottom of that article. I'm not going to give it out on the air, but if you care enough, you can go to freekeen.com, grab the number there. People have been calling all afternoon to the sheriff's department, people in Virginia, people here in New Hampshire, and probably elsewhere across the country. I don't think a full alert has gone off across all of Cop Block yet, but it may be coming at some point here tonight, so
yeah,
hopefully more people will be able to make those phone calls to let, you know, just, there's different reasons you can call. You should find your own reason to be calling. I called this afternoon to just get some information, or at least to try to get some information about what was happening. Others have called to encourage them to release his truck, to release James. James, again, if you're just tuning in, our friend and sometime co-host on Free Talk Live, James Cleveland, is in custody in Dinwiddie County, Virginia, for allegedly possessing, in a truck that he was driving, some prescription pills. And we were kind of recounting the story. We'll continue to do that here in a moment. Also, want to let you know that the Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up in about 4 weeks. Well, Free Talk Live was there last year, and we had a great time broadcasting live from the event. We're going to be doing the same thing this year, and it is the second annual one. It's March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Keynote speakers will include world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder. Plus, Zambala Nair will be flying in from India. That's the architect of IBM's blockchain technology. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, and many other speakers are lined up. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about the event and get signed up. Use code FTL when you get your tickets to save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission price, and another $25 of your admission will go to Sean's Outpost when you use code FTL, and that, again, gets you the discount. Code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. Plus, they're hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So we look forward to broadcasting live and seeing you there March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin. And again, don't forget code FTL when you get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Robert is with us in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, hypothetical situation, because I got a couple of questions I want to ask you.
Sure.
Let's just say that I'm driving into New Hampshire and I get pulled over by the police.
Yep.
And the officer approaches my vehicle and I exercise my rights and inform the officer that, you know, you're being audio and video recorded. And, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes go by, you know, another officer approaches the car on the opposite side. You're kind of maybe sort of hate watching, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I have to inform that officer too that he's being audio and video recorded?
If you're out in public, I would think that the law would say no, no expectation of privacy in public.
That's a good question.
I'm in my car, though.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, and you know, I like the way Derek is approaching this, but at the same time, I also like the CYA approach when it comes to wiretapping. In Vermont, I think it's a two-party state, but you said you were in New Hampshire, so New Hampshire is one of the worst states in the union on this. There's a handful of them, probably about 5 or 6 states, from what I understand, that are what's called two-party consent states, which means that all the parties involved in a communication have to know that a recording is going on and have to consent to the recording going on. And there's a legal argument that can be made that just their knowledge of the recording does not constitute consent. Now, I generally come from the perspective that it does, that if you're talking to me after I have informed you that you're being recorded, that you are consenting to being recorded by virtue of the fact that you continue to open your mouth and speak. And so that's the position I take on it, but that doesn't mean that my interpretation is what the police are going to think or what the courts are going to think, and they may indeed interpret the law on wiretapping to make it that everyone has to give some sort of verbal form of consent. I haven't seen that happen, but in theory it could. From what I was told by Daryl, one of our co-hosts, the law is written so open-ended, so nebulously, that it could very easily be interpreted that way. So I would say it's generally a good habit to get into to inform people in the states where there's two-party consent that they are being recorded. I think it's just a good CYA move.
Just generally, it's a good idea, even in places where it's perfectly legal with single party. I think it changes the behavior. Well, I think it changes the behavior of most police for the better when they know they're being recorded.
I think that's true, but there are some instances where you don't want that, right? And, maybe it doesn't have to do with police. It could just have to do with other government bureaucrats or even business people who are acting poorly. Maybe you actually want to catch them. Maybe you know that a business or a bureaucrat generally acts very poorly, and you don't want them to know they're being recorded because then they would change how they behave, and you want to capture them behaving poorly. We can't do that in New Hampshire. In a lot of places, you can do that, and I realize that, you know, we certainly like to tout that New Hampshire is the freest place of the 50 states, and overall that's true, but there are some real difficult areas in the New Hampshire statutes that definitely need some changing. But Robert, did that answer your question?
Not really. I mean, again, let me ask you again. If I'm in my car and I'm driving down the road and I get pulled over by the police for whatever reason, the officer approaches my car on the driver's side, and I exercise my rights, and I inform this officer that he's being audio and video recorded, okay, and maybe we're there for maybe a few minutes or 5 or 10 minutes, and then I notice over on the passenger side that there's another officer there.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to inform him as well? I mean, what if he's been standing there for 5 or 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's an argument that you could make.
He'd be put in court.
There's an argument that you could make that the other officer would have some level of obligation to have communicated that to the first officer, but that would be a stretch. I don't think the law requires anything like that. So I would say that, you know, I'm not an attorney, Robert. I can't tell you what the law says on this, but I would say that the safe thing to do would be to, you know, if you've stated it aloud, that's certainly better than not stating it. And if you can state it over in his direction to where he might be able to hear it, that wouldn't be a bad thing to do. I firmly believe in CYA on this particular issue.
Robert, what I do, because I don't know the laws in every state, is I imagine, how is the jury going to view this video when they view it? Hmm. You know, are they going to see me in a positive light? Are they going to see that I was polite and tried to inform these people of that I was recording? I mean, I might even turn the camera and say, oh, I didn't realize you were there. Hey, I'm audio and video recording. Not sure how long you've been there. And sort of explain that on film so that when the jury sees it, they say, look, Robert tried to make a best faith effort.
All right, so then that would mean that his testimony would be null and void if he was going to, you know, say that I had violated the wiretapping laws then.
I don't know about that.
Why would his testimony be null and void?
Well, because, I mean, if he'd been, if the officer had been standing there for 5 or 10 minutes, and I just barely notice he's there, I mean, could he say that I had violated, you know, the wiretapping laws? Because I hadn't informed him when he approached the vehicle.
They can say and do whatever they want to. Whether or not that'll hold up in court is another question. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I think always keeping the jury in mind is smart, because when I've seen trials where jury nullification has worked, the idea that a jury can set a person free even when they've violated the law, it's the cases where people are very explicit about what they're doing. Yes, I'm selling raw milk, and I have an open contract with my customers. Yes, I was video recording, and I informed them as soon as I could. You know, it's when you show that you are acting in good faith that I think you have the best chance in court, even when you're breaking the law.
So, new breaking news about our friend James Cleveland, who is currently in possession of the police, the sheriffs in Dinwiddie County, Virginia. Allegation is that there's some sort of prescription pill called Klonopin, perhaps, involved in this, and that apparently treats seizures, panic disorder, and anxiety. That's the allegation here. I have not gotten that from a confirmed source, but he's got a $1,000 bond. We'll come back with more about what happened, because we talked about how they towed his truck, they took him in, and there was a search, which he refused. So how did they end up getting to search? It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you the rest of the story coming up here in moments.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates to today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username here is lrn.fm. As we're doing the show here tonight, gathering as much information as we can about what's happening with James Cleveland, who, if you are a longtime listener of the program, you've heard him behind the microphones here in Free Talk Live's studios a few times in the past. He's been great, by the way, when he's been on the show. And a real hero of mine. I mean, the dude is an awesome activist, really an amazing entrepreneur at the same time. He started this, what I would call, successful business. I mean, it's hard to say that a business can be successful right out of the box. I mean, usually it takes some time to start making a profit, but 101 Deals has been an amazing success, I think. I mean, by all qualifications, he's been able to hire a number of activists, including yourself, Derek J.
Yeah.
And, you know, providing jobs for people and providing a service to the community of operating a great thrift store. Unfortunately, one of the things that comes along with buying, making purchases for that thrift store is buying a bunch of people's old stuff. And when you buy a whole storage bin, because what happens with these storage facilities is people will, you know, they've got too much stuff. People like to acquire stuff in life, and that's kind of what humans, at least in the United States, tend to do. They acquire all this stuff, and then once they run out of room in their house, if they're messy people, they will acquire a storage facility in a lot of cases, and then fill up the storage facility with a bunch of stuff. And eventually, they die, or they can't afford to pay the storage fees anymore, and they have nowhere else to put all that stuff. And so, essentially, if they default for some reason on the storage facility, the storage company then puts it up for an auction. They then have a day where people come in, and they bid on these facilities. They get to kind of eyeball them, but they don't really get to go through them, I don't think, from what I understand.
Right.
So you kind of eyeball, maybe look into the facility briefly to see what might possibly be in there, and then you place your bid based on that. So that's one of the ways that James puts product in the store, at his thrift store. when you buy one of these storage facilities, you have no idea what is in there. It could be a storage facility full of junk. It could be full of mostly junk, but there's a couple really nice items in there. You could get a really good one with a bunch of useful stuff and saleable stuff. And you better damn well believe that at some point you're going to run into some prescription medication that was not yours. You know, this is, and it's illegal to have prescription medication that's not your prescription in the United States. In some cases, that's a felony.
So what are you supposed to do when you win one of these auctions and then you are transferred ownership of this other person's property to yourself and then you've got something illegal? Whoops. I mean, that's through no fault of your own.
Well, that's why Virginia is going to have a tough time proving this case, because drug possession requires knowingly in Virginia. I did look up the statutes. You have to knowingly possess the drug, which means that if he didn't know that there were prescription drugs in that truck that he was driving, and there's a darn good chance he didn't know, then it'll be hard for them to convict. Now, that doesn't mean they can't convict, because one of the charges I got convicted on was knowingly in regards to the ID-related charges I got charged with last year. They supposedly had to prove knowingly, and in the judge's opinion, they proved it. So
that was just a bench trial with a judge only, no jury, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Is there any indication as to whether or not James's charges would warrant a jury?
Good question. At this point, it's... there are conflicting claims about the level of the misdemeanor that he's facing, and I don't know which misdemeanors garner juries in Virginia. There's a claim that he's facing a Class 1 misdemeanor, which would be the highest level misdemeanor. Likely that would be a jury. But there's also another claim that he's facing a lower class misdemeanor. So that's all kind of unclear at the moment. But none of it will matter. At least none of it matters right now, because what matters right now is James is in jail and getting him out of jail. I mean, we can certainly talk about how, oh, well, yeah, the jury will have to, you know, they'll have to prove that he knowingly did this. Well, it's a lot easier to get prepared for a trial when you're not in a jail cell. So how James is going to get out of jail is another question, whether a bail bondsman will need to be called in or whatever. We will inform you more as we learn more about that. From what I understand, he has been in touch with his father, who lives in Georgia. That's how we found out what the alleged drug was, the Klonopin. This is, again, a drug that treats seizures, panic disorder, and anxiety. It doesn't sound like the kind of drug you can get high on. I mean, I don't know. You can get high on Klonopin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people do abuse this drug. And the most common I hear about it is from places like down south, like in Florida, where there's lots of retired people who take a lot of prescription drugs, often for pain or things like this. And so that was another thought that ran through my mind. Like, was this planted? Like, is this a drug that would be in Virginia? Like, is this something that the cops would keep on hand to be like, oh, yeah, it's another one of those Klonopin guys. Like, you know, if this is a normal thing for them, because I don't think that is normal up here in New Hampshire. But where people go to retire down in places like Florida, Virginia, yeah, it's a lot more common. I don't know. Just that's anecdotal, but I think it's worth something.
So let's tell a little bit more of the story. I've been following this all afternoon. James had done a lot of live streaming initially when he got to the sheriff's department. He kind of started streaming and was
walking
around.
That's what he did right. I mean, that is the best thing you could do, in my opinion, is start live streaming. You know, it gets a record of what's going on.
Absolutely.
At the time and place where you're at, it can broadcast out as James did to Facebook, so it lets all your Facebook friends know. I don't know if it was just an automatic feature or not either.
I was getting messages from him. It looked kind of automatic. Like,
yeah,
whenever he would go live, I would get a private message from him saying that he was live.
Same. So, yeah, that seems like an automatic feature that he had set up.
And that must be something that's different than the way I have mine set up. Bambuser is a great site, by the way. We should mention Bambuser, BAMBUSER.com.
Yeah.
They have an app that you can download for your favorite smartphone, and you can easily stream video to the internet. The way I had mine set up was it posts to my profile on Facebook. I didn't know that you could set it up to message, I don't know if it's certain friends or all of your friends or how you do that. So I'll have to look into that.
I was not aware of that feature either. It might be something when you go live that it says, like, who do you want this to go to? And I think sometimes it might be able to pull up your Facebook friends. I'm not quite sure. But
we'll have to look into that.
Bambuser is a great live streaming app. That's the one I use.
So he goes live. So he gets pulled over. It's I-85, which according to Nate Cox is a so-called drug corridor. Now, of course, he's driving an unmarked box truck through this drug corridor. So naturally, the police are, you know, going to find a reason to pull him over. And that's what they did.
Isn't that a little obvious, don't you think? I mean, like, if...
Well, yeah, why they pulled him over.
Yeah, no, but like, I don't know.
A real drug carrier would be a little less obvious.
Yeah,
right?
If you're like, oh, I'm going to haul a bunch of drugs from point A to point B, what am I going to do it in? A big yellow truck that's unmarked and has late tags? I mean, really, cops? You think this is the culprit here?
So they pull him over. He refuses the search. They say, all right, well, we're going to get a warrant. They brought out a dog. The dog allegedly alerted on the truck. So they applied for this warrant. They had the truck towed because the tag was apparently a couple days expired.
Unsafe. So it's not safe to be on the road. That's such baloney.
They wouldn't let him get back in the cab. One of the so-called good cops retrieved his wallet and his phone, extra phone battery. So when he finally got to the sheriff's department, he resumed live streaming at that point because his battery had died initially when he had started the stream up previously. And so there's a fairly long video with him just kind of walking around talking about what had happened. That's a really good video to watch when you go to his Bambuser, which you can access through our blog over at freekeen.com. So if you want to kind of get it straight from James's mouth what happened, I was listening to it live as he was explaining it. And so he's there at the police station basically just waiting around. He hadn't been charged with anything at this point because they hadn't actually searched the truck up until later in the afternoon. And I don't know do you feel like I've missed anything up until the point where he gets to the sheriff's department?
No, that's all the facts that I'm aware of.
So at some point, the cops come out. They start searching. I was actually not able to really observe the entirety of this. I was at the grocery store at the time, and I kind of had the thing streaming on my phone. And I was listening to hear if anything was going on. But, you know, I was at the grocery store, so I can't just watch the entire search. But I kept glancing at it. And yeah, sure enough, man, they had multiple cops going through this truck. They were in the back. They actually brought the dog up in the back of the truck, had it walking around inside the truck area of this box truck.
Well, when I saw the live stream of the same video you're talking about, I did see the police pull a couple of baggies or something, whatever. It looked like they were going through the cab of the truck. And,
oh, yeah.
And we're pulling evidence or what looked like, you know, little evidence baggies aside. And there were officers standing all around and one of them, you know, taking these baggies and writing things down about them. So I presume, I don't know. I'm speculating, but
I don't know how many pills they found either. That detail has not yet come out. From what I understand, he's facing one charge. I don't know if they can charge you one time for each pill, or if you have different pills, if it's one charge per different kind of pill, I don't know. But anyway, after the search was over, one cop comes out from the office and tells James he needs to turn his camera off because he's being taken into custody and is going to be brought in front of a magistrate for some kind of a bond hearing. Ultimately, the bond was set at $1,000 and he is facing a misdemeanor charge. We'll gather more information here and bring it to you when we get the chance. Plus, your calls are welcome about anything. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.